The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I hope that you've had a good week and that this weekend is going to be a good one for you, too. No complaints about the week I've just had. Things started off with a doctor's appointment regarding the torn tendon from my kneecap that I sustained in February. And I got great news. After 7 weeks, I was able to take that leg brace off and walk around unassisted. Now, I still do use the leg brace when I'm walking over rough terrain because, frankly, my muscles and my knee aren't quite ready for that yet, but still, very nice to have that leg brace off. And even when the leg brace is on, I've now got it dialed back, so I've got a little movement in it. So that was great news. Then, right after that, my son came over for a visit. We got to do a little fishing from the bank. Beautiful day, sunny, 75. Didn't catch anything, but that's okay. The company was good. Went out for dinner, then came back to the house and watched the sunset on the back patio as we smoked a couple of Macanudo cigars and listened to the Seattle Mariners play the Cleveland Guardians. The only bad thing that happened was that Cleveland won. But that's all right. We've got a lot of season ahead when it comes to baseball. Speaking of fishing, Field and Stream readers were asked about 32 largemouth bass baits and which one was the very best one to use. Shea Baker wrote an article about this, and apparently the results were not even close. 63% of the voters voted for the plastic worm. According to Shea, the reason it won was because it can catch fish in a very wide variety of situations. In shallow, muddy water, a black Texas rig ribbon tail worm like an 8-inch Zoom dead ringer is easy for bass to see. If you're fishing deep, clear water, a straight tail robo worm ringed off a drop shot is hard to beat. And around rocks, wood, grass, stalks, and just plain bare bottom, you can slip a Zoom trick worm onto a shaky head and catch nearly every fish around. Well, maybe you can, Shay. I can't, but I gotta agree with you. Plastic worms, I love them, especially fishing them wacky ring when we get towards the spawn, and I'm looking forward to doing that towards the end of the month when I am fishing a pro-am tournament in my home lake, Potholes Reservoir. We've got another story to share from Field & Stream, and this one isn't so happy. A fertilizer spill caused a massive fish kill in southwest Iowa last month. According to an Iowa Department of Natural Resources press release, agricultural company New Cooperative Incorporated inadvertently released around 1,500 tons, which equates to 265,000 gallons of liquid nitrogen fertilizer into a drainage ditch before reaching the East Nishnabotna River. Why did the release occur? Well, somebody left a storage tank valve open all weekend long. Officials immediately responded to the scene to stop the discharge and begin cleanup, but it was too late to mitigate the effects of the spill. Just about all aquatic life in a 60-mile stretch of the river, of the East Nishnabotna and Nishnabotna rivers downstream of the Skill, all the way to the confluence of the Nishnabotna to the Missouri River in Missouri, were affected. Matt Combs, an Ecological Health Unit Science Supervisor for the Missouri Department of Conservation, told the New York Times, I refer to this as the big one. A near total fish kill for 60 miles of river is astounding and disheartening. The Iowa DNR estimates that at least 749,000 fish died in the incident as of March 28th. Combs says another 40,000 fish died in Missouri. The majority of the deceased fish were minnows, shiners, dace, chub, as well as thousands of channel catfish and at least 264 flathead catfish. On top of that, there was carp. On top of that, carp, sunfish, and sturgeon were also killed. And that's just the fish. Frogs, snakes, mussels, and earthworms also impacted. Officials will continue to assess the impacts of the spill. I'm pretty certain the agricultural company is going to be paying some heavy fines. And officials are also cautioning the public against recreating on or near the river. That's not the only major fish loss to report on. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife reports that a fish tanker truck was involved in an accident while transporting about 102,000 spring Chinook smolts for release into the Anaha River in northeast Oregon. The driver of the truck is safe but received minor injuries after rolling at a sharp corner with the truck going over an embankment. The accident occurred along Looking Glass Creek, which is a tributary of the Grand Ron River. The good news is, about 77,000 smolts actually made it into the creek when the tanker overturned, but over 25,000 smolts died and their carcasses were being recovered either in the tanker or on the stream bank. So what does this mean for the future when it comes to returns? Well, the smolts lost represent about 20% of the total that were scheduled to be released in the Anaha River from the hatchery this year, and fisheries managers expect to see about 500 to 900 fewer adult fish returning in 26 and 27 due to this loss. Turning to happier news in the wide world of fishing, it's time for one of my favorite segments.
It's record fish time.
From Outdoor Life, we learn that a Utah fisherman followed his grandpa's advice and caught a state record tiger trout through the ice. Caleb Nelson was fishing Schofield Reservoir southeast of Salt Lake City, a lake that he's been fishing most his life. Caleb told the correspondent at Outdoor Life that he'd always known about the lake because he'd heard his grandfather talking about it when he was a kid, and his grandpa would tell him about the big, beautiful tiger trout that lived there. So a couple of buddies and Caleb decided to go ice fishing there last December. Nelson had fished the lake both during the summer and winter. He knew it well enough to have a pretty good idea of where the trout would be holding. On December 9th, he and his friends drilled four holes over a grassy bottom in roughly 6 feet of water. And Nelson used two different jigging rods to alternate between two holes that he dug in the ice. Nelson said he had a heavy ice spinning rod set up and a light tackle one. He was fishing a white tube jig just over the weeds on the bottom when he got a hit. And after the hit, the fight was on. Caleb fought that fish for around 30 minutes and knew it was probably going to be a really big tiger trout, which, if he didn't know, is a hybrid species. It's a cross between a brown trout and a brook trout. Eventually, Nelson got a look at the trout, and when he saw it, he wasn't sure he'd be able to get it through the ice, because the hole was only 8 inches in diameter. But with the help of his friends, they managed to do it. They took a few photos of the trout, taped it out to be 32 inches long, then they pulled the jig from its mouth and released it right back into Schofield Reservoir. Although they never weighed the fish, the anglers estimated it was around 10 pounds, and they kept fishing through the afternoon, catching and releasing a dozen smaller tiger trout. Now, Utah regulations allow anglers to keep up to two tiger trout per day with only one over 22 inches, but Nelson says he's always put the fish back. And this big 32-inch fish was big enough to beat the standing catch-and-release record in Utah, but just barely. It was half an inch longer than the previous catch-and-release record caught in 2022.
Congratulations on your new record.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp, and if you need to sharpen some lawnmower blades or some tools for gardening or other projects this spring, well, WorkSharp Tools has got just what you need with their manual and powered knife and tool sharpeners. You can check out the entire lineup at WorkSharpTools.com. You'll also find these in quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over America. WorkSharp Tools, they make some really good stuff to help you keep your knives and tools sharp all year long. By the way, we've got a great show coming at you this week. We've got more news for you during the show about turkey hunting and a real success story out of Vermont. We're going to talk to Liz Rose with the Theodore Conservation Partnership about the significant increase of women hunting big game in Colorado and what that means for the sport. To outdoors writer Troy Rodakowski, who's got some great tips for taking kids trout fishing and helping them fall in love with the sport. He's got a lot of practice at this with his own daughter. And you won't want to miss our conversation with Bruce Stanton. He's a general manager for the fishing division of Pradco, and that's a company that owns Arbogast Lures. And it turns out Fred Arbogast, the inventor of the Jitterbug bass lure and other iconic bass lures, is being inducted into the Bass Fishing Freshwater Hall of Fame, and they are coming out with some very special jitterbugs to commemorate the occasion. Throw in a story about a really, really, really big fish caught in Louisiana, and I think you're going to enjoy the hour ahead. So settle in and get ready to hear from our first guest, Troy Rodakowski, who's going to help you introduce your kids to the joys of fishing.
Let me introduce you to the Camp Chef high-pressure outdoor cooker line. We built this line of cookers with those summer seafood boils in mind. Whether you're looking to boil for a large group or just for the family, there's a high-pressure outdoor cooker built for everyone to enjoy. They come in four different sizes, from 30 quarts all the way to 100 quarts. Put that in perspective, that's 15 pounds of crawfish in the 30 quart and 50 pounds of crawfish in the 100 quart. So no matter how large your party is, you'll have the right tool for the job. These all-in-one kits include a high output burner, a boiling pot, and a basket with a twist grain strainer for ease of use. Each cooker is equipped with an electric push-button ignition and a powerful burner for a faster boil. If you're looking for the right tool to take on your next cookout, the Camp Chef high-pressure outdoor cookers are for you.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts? You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping you.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we got my friend Troy Rodakowski on the line. He's an outdoors writer based in Junction City, Oregon, and he loves to take kids fishing, especially his daughter. Troy, welcome back to the show.
John, thanks for having me. It's good to be back, man.
Well, as we roll into April, a lot of parents are going to be taking their kids out to the local lake for some trout fishing, maybe the local river or stream too in some situations. Let's talk about some places where you like to take your daughter in Western Oregon.
So I'll list off a few here real quick. Of course, you know, we live in Junction City, so I love to take her to the Junction City Pond. It's a great place to go. They've got nice accommodations, little trails around the pond, and it's nice to be. And some other places we visited are like Wohink Lake out towards Florence, the Cottage Grove Ponds, you know, which are down south in Cottage Grove. And we've hit Waverly Lake, of course, Cottage Grove Reservoir. And, you know, I've taken her down to the Umpqua River for smallmouth. And, yeah, there's just a variety of different places that you can take people all up and down the Willamette Valley here in Western Oregon. And, of course, no matter where you are in the country, if you do your research, there's lots of great places to take kids and get them interested in fishing and have a great day together.
Well, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife does a great job at stocking lakes full of trout in the Willamette Valley in Western Oregon. It's something we talk about every Friday, I would say, on KPNW AM 1120 during the wake-up call when I get to chat with Bill London and Gary Schneider. But let's talk a little bit about taking kids fishing, introducing them to the sport, especially when it comes to trout, not just in Oregon, but anywhere in our United States. You know, let's talk about some mistakes you see parents make that actually turn off kids from fishing instead of getting them excited about it.
I think the biggest mistake that a lot of parents make is they'll end up and take a kid out when it's cold or rainy, and the poor kid gets cold and wet and doesn't want to do it and isn't interested and wants to get back in the car and get warm. Or they'll take them somewhere where there aren't other things to do, like ride their bike down a trail or have a picnic on a bench. So you got to have more than just fishing to get the kid interested or the child interested in the sport. And then when you do have a good day fishing, they enjoy it even more, and then they start to ask you, hey, when are we going to go fishing again? And, you know, that's kind of the big thing with getting kids introduced. You got to find the right time in the right place. So you got to do your research and pick the right day to do it.
You know, it's funny you say that. My dad, when I was a kid, tried to get me into winter steelhead fishing. And my memories as a kid was that it was always damp, it was always raining, and we were always going through sticker bushes, and we never caught a thing. And, gee, go figure, it took me a long time to get interested in steelhead fishing. But when it came to trout fishing, my dad did it right. He did take me out on those sunny days. There were other things to do in terms of, okay, let's have a picnic, let's go ahead and go hike on a trail. And I have very fond memories of learning to fish streams, particularly the Poudre River in Colorado or several lakes in Oregon for trout, and having a great time with my dad. And it just made me fall in love with the whole sport of trout fishing. Let's talk about how to set up a kid for success so that they're learning and still catching. What kind of setup do you like to use for kids?
So I like to have, you know, a smaller little rod, you know, a simple rod, you know, that a collapsible type that they can handle really well, whether it's an ugly stick or something along the lines of an ugly stick that, you know, they can reel in really easy. They can cast really easy. And when they're first starting out, obviously you're going to be helping them with those things, the casting, and if you're using a spinner bait, you're going to show them how quick you got to reel that spinner bait in. And you got to be really hands-on when you're taking the kid for the first several times until they actually get the hang of it. And eventually they're going to be looking at you and saying, let me do it myself. And then you know that you've conquered that. And it's pretty amazing to watch the transformation over time. And, you know, I've kind of watched that with my daughter over the last few years. You know, it went from me doing a lot of the work to now she's like, Daddy, let me do it. You know, and so that's really important.
When it comes to a young angler who's never done it before, do you usually start them out with bait, like whether it be power bait off the bottom or a worm under a bobber, or are you doing like spinners and spoons and flies?
All of the above. Honestly, kids get pretty bored sitting there watching a bobber, so I like to have a spinning rod and other things for them to do because they like to reel, you know, whatever you got on the other end, whether it's a spinner or a worm, or they like to be able to do something, you know. Just holding still in one place doesn't last that long, but for the most part, the best thing is either live bait under a bobber or a doe bait, you know, like a power bait. That seems to work best, especially if there's some good stocked fish wherever you are. But like I said, I like to have a couple different rods around so they can learn to cast and reel at the same time, and it keeps them active and interested, and that's important.
Speaking of active and interested, do you recommend fishing from the bank or fishing from the boat the first couple times out?
Well, I started my daughter out on the bank. Now, of course, she begs to go in the boat all the time. And I think once a kid experiences some fishing from the boat and has some success, they like to just be out on the boat because you're out in the water and it's fun. But I recommend starting from the bank, getting the basics down with the youngster and having a good time. And, you know, whether they're fishing the whole time or going off and catching salamanders or playing with butterflies, you just got to make sure that they're having a great experience. And then when you do catch fish, that makes the excitement even that much more better. And it's going to really pique their interest. And they're going to say, hey, I want to do this again because I had fun doing all that other stuff. But catching fish is even more fun.
Right. I agree completely. And let's not underestimate the importance of snacks and food.
Oh, if I didn't have snacks and food, my daughter would not come with me. She actually tells me, hey, are you going to put some Gardettos in there? Are you going to have some Pringles in there? Can you make me a tuna fish sandwich? I mean, she's the one that says, hey, bring this stuff. And you know, if you have that stuff, they're happy because if the fishing's slow, they're going to say, hey, Dad, I want a snack. And they're going to sit there and snack. And, you know, we'll keep an eye on the bobber while we have a sandwich together. And that's why it's kind of nice to always, I like to take a picnic and some drinks and have a nice place to sit. And scouting out a good place to take a kid is very important.
Oh, I agree. Again, it's all about comfort, it's all about having fun, and it's all about introducing these kids to the sport of fishing, making sure they have a good time so they want to do it again and again and again, just like most of you listening today love to do. So take your kid fishing, keep these tips in mind. One other thing I want to talk about, you know, you are in the ag business, and I understand you are partnering with well-known outdoors personality Gary Lewis to roll out something new.
Right. We put together a Frontier Unlimited wildlife mix for deer, elk, and turkeys, and we're selling that on Gary Lewis's page, www.garylewisoutdoors.com, and at baileyseed.com. And I've been putting this mix together for years. I started with Boyd Iverson, and Gary and I teamed up since Boyd passed away, and we've got a pretty good formulation for most deer and elk and turkeys, especially out in the West here. And, you know, we've had some great success with bringing animals into some food plots. So if you are looking into seeding something this spring, give us a shout. We'd love to help you.
All right. The website to go to, GaryLewisOutdoors.com. If you've got a food plot and you're looking to seed it with some stuff that deer, elk, and turkey are going to like, that's the place to go. If you want to read about taking kids trout fishing, check out Troy's article in the latest edition of Northwest Sportsman Magazine. Troy, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a fun little interview for you here. We've got Bruce Stanton on the line. He is the general manager for the fishing division at Pradco. And Pradco is a company that owns a number of iconic lure companies, to include Arbogast Lures and Fred Arbogast, that very famous manufacturer of fishing lures. Lures like the Hula Popper, lures like the Jitterbug. Well, he's being inducted into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame this year after his very first vote on the ballot. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, John. Glad to be on here.
So why don't you briefly tell our listeners a little bit about the legacy of Fred Arbogast?
Yeah, well, Fred Arbogast grew up in Akron, Ohio, and worked for Goodyear Tire and Rubber, like a lot of people did that lived in the Akron area. And he liked fishing, like a lot of the early people in the early days of bass fishing, and he had an idea for a lure. So what he would do, John, he'd go in his wife's kitchen, and he'd take the broom, and he'd cut it up into pieces so they'd look like blanks of a fishing lure, and then he'd go into the utility cabinet and he'd pull out spoons and forks and all kinds of things. And the early days of the jitterbug, he took out two spoons and he sawed off the stems of the spoon and he attached two ends of the spoon together. He attached them to the end of that piece of wood from the broom, and he attached hooks to the belly of it and would paint it up a little bit, made it look like a little frog, or just paint it black, like the famous black jitterbug. And that was the early beginnings of the jitterbug lure, which has been around since the 1930s. One of the most commercially successful fishing lures in the business. And he started by raiding his wife's kitchen with pieces of a broom and spoon. So we like telling that story, but it just shows the ingenuity of people like Fred Arbogast, how their minds would process, how can I catch a bass? How can I make something different to catch a largemouth bass? And thankfully, you know, he thought of that idea. If you're probably our age and your 50s or 60s, you probably remember going into Grandpa's tackle box and seeing that jitterbug, and you throw it out off the dock and hear that plop, 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 plop. And you got a connection to Fred Arbogast and how that bait started.
Well, I'll tell you what, that bait still works. I was lucky enough for a few years to live on a little 40-acre reservoir that was a great bass and panfish spot. And I'd go out in the canoe at sunset, and that jitterbug, right as it was turning from dusk to dark, was just a magnificent topwater offering that the bass couldn't resist. So I still got some jitterbugs in my tackle box, still got a hula popper too for that matter. So they still work, folks. They might be iconic, but they still work. Now, let's talk about the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. I understand it's kind of like the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown for baseball, where you get voted on, and it might take you several years to actually make it to the Hall of Fame, and some people never make it to the Hall of Fame, even though they're on the ballot. But Fred Arbogast, he got on the very first time, didn't he?
He did, and that's a great analogy comparing the process to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. There's a nomination process and there's a voting process, but one of the members on the nominating committee recognized, wow, you got Fred Arbogast that started Arbogast Lures and had iconic lures like you mentioned, the jitterbug, hula popper, Hawaiian wiggler, and many others, is not in the hall. And when you look at like icons like James Hedden and Bill Norman, Cotton Cordell, Gary Yamamoto, there's many lure designers that are in the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. So it just seemed appropriate, and the voting was nearly unanimous. By far the most votes went to Fred Arbogast. And, you know, if you fish for bass, you've got to say he's very deserving of being in there with the other lure designers.
Oh, I agree completely. Now, you said that you have to be at least 50, or you told me this off the air, to be considered for the Hall of Fame. And that's kind of the tragic end of Fred's story, is that he was only 53 when he passed, wasn't he?
It is. He died in an ice skating accident, and, you know, he didn't obviously survive that. And I guess the commercial success of his company as it proceeded on through the 50s, 60s, 70s on into today, he never got to see that. And, you know, if you go to a Walmart store, for example, there's over 3,000 Walmart stores in the United States that carry jitterbugs and hula poppers. And you got to think every state in the lower 48, almost every county, you can walk into and buy something that Fred Arbogast made. And, you know, when you think about product inventors, I don't know how many people invented product in the hardware aisle or the grocery aisle, but I doubt there's many people that invented things that have stood the test of time and have been in Walmart stores going on 40 years in that many stores.
Well, that's certainly a fitting legacy, but Pradco's doing one better. You're actually rolling out a line of 1,200 very special jitterbugs in honor of this induction of the Hall of Fame, and the banquet's going to take place in September, but these are on sale now. Tell us more about them.
What we'll do, John, is we'll introduce the colors. So we've got Fred Arbogast will have a color that we'll choose, and then we've got famous pro fishermen like Bill Dance, who we're associated with, Jason Christie, who we're associated with, won the Bassmaster Classic 2 years ago, and then probably the best tournament fisherman of all time, Kevin Van Dam. And the neat thing is Kevin does not work for our company. He actually works for a competitor. But Kevin worked for us 25 years ago, and he's obviously ascended to many championships, both in BASS and Major League Fishing. And he's on the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame board of directors with me. And Kevin was the first person I thought of when I thought of this idea to make these limited edition jitterbugs. obviously being on the board of directors, we're always thinking of ways we can fundraise to support the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. We have a museum at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum in Springfield, Missouri, which Johnny Morris launched a few years ago. And it's an amazing place to celebrate the history of bass fishing and all the heroes that go with it. So, you know, $12,000, just doing the math, if you sold 1,200 lures for $10 a piece, that's $12,000. I'm from Tennessee, so it's real easy for me to do round number math. I don't have to add a bunch of digits and stuff without a calculator. But Kevin just jumped all over. He said, hey, I know I work for Strike King, but I want to put my name on that. I want to design. I'll call the people at Strike King, make sure it's okay. And, you know, big credit to Rocky Calso. He's the president of North America Rather Outdoors that owns Strike King. And Ken Eubanks, president. Even though we're competitors, they said, you know, this is for a great cause. Kevin, you put your name on whatever you want. And I think that just shows, even at a high level in a competitive environment, when we're talking about bass fishing and a nonprofit like the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, competitors come together and, you know, we do things that maybe we wouldn't normally do. And, you know, I just think that's a credit to the fishing culture. We see people on the water. We nod our head to them. We say, how you doing? How many you caught? And, you know, it's cordial. And I think in the boardrooms, for nonprofits to celebrate bass fish, it's a lot the same.
Well, folks, again, your opportunity to get something very special here. 300 of these jitterbugs are going to be autographed by Bill Dance, 300 more by Kevin Van Dam, and 300 more by that very well-known Bassmaster Elite Series angler from Oklahoma, Jason Christie. And a final 300 will have the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame logo on it. When will these become available, and how can people buy them?
Well, the place you'll be able to buy them is lurenet.com. That's LURENEP.com. And what we'll do at Pradco, we'll just go ahead and make the check for $12,000 to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. And whatever we sell, that'll all go to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. So I would say, John, late summer, those will be available for sale. What we're going to do is probably introduce the colors over the next few months. Frank Scalish, who is another tournament fisherman from the Cleveland, Ohio area, he's actually our color designer, and he designs a lot of the colors in our Booyah brand, our Hedden brand, a lot of the new colors you see, and he's very talented, and he's working with Kevin and Bill and Jason to design their special jitterbug color, and we'll release those through lurenet.com, through social media channels, starting with the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, and then we'll send out media releases like we did, how you found out about it. And then I would say late summer, probably July, August, they'll be available on Lurenet. And then for everyone going to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame banquet, which is in Springfield at the Wonders of Wildlife Museum, we normally have about 350, 400 people. We'll have a special set, probably about 20 sets of four. And Bill Dance and Kevin Van Dam have already told me they'll be on hand to autograph every single one of them in person. So if you're lucky enough to go to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame banquet and you're lucky enough to get one of those sets of four, you're going to have at least two of the icons there, Sharpies in hand, autographing for you.
What an opportunity, and what a great cause, and what a great way to honor Fred Arbogast. Again, folks, lurenet.com, that's the website to go to. Check it out now for all sorts of different iconic lures, but definitely be checking in late summer and get yourself a little piece of history here. Bruce, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Good talking to you, John. We appreciate it.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Explore the Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at explorethedalles.com.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is the Centennial State of Colorado. We have got Liz Rose on the line. She's a Colorado field representative for the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, and she wrote a blog recently that has some great news about the rise of women hunters in Colorado. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So why don't you share with our listeners some of the stats about women hunters? We have figures from 2023, and we have figures from 2016, and boy, oh boy, there's been an increase, hasn't there?
Yeah, that's right. So I was lucky to get some of the data from Colorado Parks and Wildlife on total big game applicants from 2016 to 2023, because I was curious to see the trend in women participation over those years.
And what are the numbers?
So in 2023, there were about 755,000 total big game applicants, and of that, 84,384 self-reported as female. Compared to in 2016, there were only about 455,500 total applicants, and of that, only 48,540 were self-reported as female. That's a big increase.
That is a really big increase. As a matter of fact, female participation in the sport of hunting is increasing as well nationwide, isn't it?
Yeah. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released their annual survey data in 2023, I believe, and it showed that almost 25% of all types of hunters nationally are women.
Well, that is great news because, you know, we've been working on this whole R3 concept of recruiting, retaining hunters for about 15 years now, and one strategy has been to try to get more women into the field. And we've talked about it on the show before, there's barriers. A lot of females just didn't have that father figure or uncle or whoever to take them hunting, so they never learned it, or they, you know, have never learned it from their spouse. And so they're trying to figure it out, sometimes with other women, because it's a lot less threatening when you're with other women sometimes. And it looks like those efforts are paying off. Has the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership had a hand in this with maybe some activities that they're doing for women in Colorado?
The Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership has supported events that are geared towards mentoring and teaching beginner hunters. However, we focus a lot on state and federal policy work and empowering other partners that do more of the kind of on-the-ground mentorship and learning program.
Absolutely. Though I did notice on the blog there was a very nice picture of you and a number of other hunters, most of them female, that were spending a day at a facility owned by Colorado Parks and Wildlife shooting some clay pigeons.
Yeah, that was for my birthday last year. I convinced a bunch of my friends to come shoot shotguns with me at a newly acquired CPW shooting range that's pretty close to Denver. It's still run by a private company, but thanks to funds generated from a variety of sources, including Fish and Wildlife Service and other sources, it's going to continue to be a public shooting range for years to come.
Liz, I love the way you celebrate your birthdays. That's pretty okay. Let's talk about one other thing, too. More hunters in Colorado is actually good for the state in terms of habitat and for hunters and anglers, too, isn't it?
Yeah, hunters and anglers contribute about 66% of Colorado's wildlife revenue, and that's what makes Colorado Parks and Wildlife to employ biologists and policy specialists and a huge number of dedicated staff that are the ones on the ground making sure that our wildlife laws are enforced, that we can get great habitat improvement and conservation projects done, and making sure that we have enough wildlife in state to support the continually increasing interest in hunting Colorado's wildlife.
And one other thing we should point out here, folks, we're just talking about big game hunters here. We didn't even get into small game or upland birds or waterfowl, did we?
No, and that's maybe next year. That'll be my blog to figure out what those trends look like and who's out there hunting waterfowl and small game and what the difference is between some of those endeavors and big game hunting.
Well, in the meantime, if you want to read more about the subject, go to trcp.org. That is the website for the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. Sign up for their weekly newsletter. It's absolutely free. And check out this blog as well as other very interesting ones about conservation and hunting and restoring and saving our public lands and the organization that advocates for this both on a federal and state level. Liz, keep up the good work, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much for your interest. I really appreciate it.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And with turkey season approaching, especially youth turkey season, some of which are going on right now, you might want to consider a single-shot shotgun from Henry Repeating Arms for that kid you want to introduce to turkey hunting. Now, they come in 12-gauge and 20-gauge and even 410-gauge. And the 20-gauge and 410-gauge shotguns, well, they're your classic wood stock, but the 12-gauge is actually the turkey camo shotgun. Comes with a high-vis sight. It's fully camouflaged, and all three of these shotguns are made in America. They are all rugged, they're reliable, they look great, and they shoot straight right out of the box. So go to henryusa.com today. Check out the single-shot shotguns they have available and the turkey camo shotgun, and get a kid hunting with one of these this season. The website again, henryusa.com. Speaking of turkey hunting, the youth and novice turkey hunting season in Vermont is happening April 27th and 28th this year. The regular spring turkey season is May 1st through the 31st. And this might not seem like a big deal, but I'll tell you what. If you were in Vermont prior to 1969, you would be hard-pressed to find any turkeys there because there really weren't any. But 1969, that was the year that Vermont Fish and Wildlife scientifically reintroduced wild turkeys to Vermont. And today, there is a booming population. As a matter of fact, last year, youth hunters took 786 turkeys, novice hunters took 37 turkeys during the April weekend hunt, and during the regular spring season, hunters took 5,763 gobblers. According to Chris Bernier, Vermont's wild turkey biologist, hunters last year, between the spring and fall turkey hunts, harvested in excess of 160,000 servings of locally sourced free-range turkey meat. According to Bernier, to go from essentially no turkeys in Vermont before 1969 to a booming population that can provide over 100,000 meals each season, as well as wildlife viewing opportunities statewide, is a conservation success anyone who cares about wildlife can be proud of. Mr. Bernier, I agree with you completely. This is indeed a great success story. Next up, we've got a whopper of a fish story for you. It comes out of Concordia, Louisiana. That's where a 92-pound grass carp was caught. And had it actually been caught on a hook and line, it would have broken world records. Instead, biologists with Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries caught the grass carp that measured nearly 50 inches long on March 11th during routine spring sampling of Lake Concordia. The fish would have beaten the all-tackle world record of the International Game Fish Association set in Bulgaria back in 2009 by 4 pounds. The monster carp would have also tied the current world record of the Bow Fishing Association of America set in Alabama back in 2015. And here's the kicker to this story. In addition to this grass carp's mammoth and unusual size, the species had never been seen before in Lake Concordia, according to the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. I've seen some big grass carp before, but never, ever anything like this. It's time to wrap things up, but a final thought. Having been suffering from this knee injury since early February, I have really had a hard time getting outdoors. And, you know, Washington State, where I live, does have some ADA-accessible fishing locations, and groups like the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council have even built ADA-accessible hunting blinds. But there's not a whole lot of them. And I'm guessing a lot of states have the same issue, that there's a few ADA-accessible places, but not a whole lot. So even though I'm on the mend, I've definitely come to realize that we need more of these. So lobby your state Fish and Wildlife Agency or Department of Natural Resources and ask for more ADA-accessible locations to fish, to hunt, to watch wildlife, and see if they have a guide of those places available. And then, whether you're physically disabled or maybe a friend or maybe a relative, you can get an idea of places to take them so they can enjoy or you can enjoy the outdoors no matter what your physical limitations may be. After all, we really do want to get as many people out there as possible, because the more people that we have recreating outdoors, the more people we have appreciating the outdoors and wanting to conserve it and wanting to protect it. Something to think about. On that note, it's time to go, but here's hoping you're blessed in the days ahead, and here's hoping that you are able to get outside and get your dose of Mother Nature. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lox Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Baselite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pawn parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supplies Spring Sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. IRS is making progress in cracking down on fraud stemming from the pandemic.
Hundreds of millions of dollars were improperly distributed under the Employee Retention Credit to help small businesses keep their employees during the pandemic. But IRS initiatives to get that money back are working. For example, the agency said it received $225 million from a voluntary disclosure program which ended recently. That program allowed small businesses that thought they received the credit in error to give back the money and keep 20%. Other programs are also clawing back federal money. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A former Ecuadorian vice president arrested after an unusual raid at an embassy in the South American country. He's now been taken to a detention center. Former Vice President Jorge Glass transported in an armored vehicle. He has been convicted on bribery and corruption charges. Also at townhall.com, extremely heavy rain in Australia. That's led authorities in Sydney to issue evacuation warnings. BBC correspondent Phil Mercer.
Despite blue skies over Sydney, the authorities warn the risk of flooding from swollen rivers is increasing after 3 days of heavy downpours. Rainfall records have been broken and more people could be forced to leave their homes. Further south, the storms have continued. Residents in several larger towns and cities in the Australian state of New South Wales have been told to stay indoors due to damaging winds and intense rainfall. Southern parts of Queensland have also been warned to expect more stormy weather over the weekend.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
A change is coming for Amazon Fresh stores. Here's John Scott.
Amazon is removing Just Walk Out technology from its Fresh stores as part of an effort to revamp the grocery chain. The company's well-known technology lets customers pay for items without standing in line and sends them receipts afterwards. Amazon says it will now be replaced by smart carts that allow customers to skip the checkout line but also see their spending in real time. The company says Just Walk Out technology will continue to be offered in Amazon Go stores and some smaller Amazon Fresh stores in the UK. John Scott reporting.
Promising medical news, Johnson & Johnson announcing a $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps to open clogged arteries by blasting the calcium lesions and then clearing it out. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A Nebraska transgender bill has failed.
The legislation would have barred transgender students from bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams that correspond with their gender identity. The measure needed 33 votes Friday to end the filibuster and failed by a margin of 31 to 15. Two Republican senators initially co-sponsored the bill but abstained in the vote. With only 4 days left in the legislative session, the bill is dead for the year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
An autopsy report has been amended now to show the pilot of a hot air balloon that fell in Arizona, killing him and three others, had been administered an anesthetic after the crash. Medical examiner's office says toxicology tests showed the pilot did have a high amount of an anesthetic in his blood, but the report did not specify how it got into his system or exactly when. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Are you being pushed around by your pug? Does your favorite feline have you freaking out? Is your chihuahua a bit of a curmudgeon? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really, really want to understand your dog or cat's behavior, kind of as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or maybe you just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. Yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is digging, jumping, barking, humping, or your cat looks at the litter box and says, there's no way I'm using that litter box. Maybe the cat's not getting along with the new cat you brought home. Cat's waking you up in the middle of the night. Maybe the cat peed on your bed. Get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show. That's what we've been doing for almost 44 years, helping people resolve any issues that they may be having with their dog or cat, or more than likely, any issues their dog or cat may be having with them. So if you have a question or comment about your pet, great time to give me a call. If you give me a call and we talk directly on the air, I got a few gifts I'm going to be giving away on today's show as well. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Having a little difficulty with our phone, so keep trying. We'll get them working, I promise you, in a couple of minutes. But let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Well, by now, you guys know there's no possible way that I can get through all the topics because your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But here are some of the topics I'd really like to talk about on today's show. Number one, you know, our dogs and our cats often become part of the family. And if you're a pet guardian who refers to yourself as your dog or cat's mommy or daddy, take it from me, guys, you are not alone. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. So do you consider yourself your dog or cat's mommy or daddy? I want to know. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. Also coming up on today's show, is your dog suffering with training fatigue? A lot of people don't understand what that is, but overtraining is just as bad as undertraining. So today we're going to take a look at why keeping your training fun, your lessons short and sweet, can make all the difference in the world in terms of your dog's learning. Also coming up on today's show, I'm sure you've heard by now, there's an eclipse happening on Monday the 8th. Are your dogs and cats prepared for the solar eclipse on Monday? I'm going to go into a little depth later on and go over everything you need to know about your dogs and cats. But also, a lot of my listeners may have horses or other animals as well, and it can affect them also. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on today's show. Also coming up, are pet trusts important? What would happen to your dog or cat if something were to happen to you? Can't just write them in a will. Can't just take someone's handshake and say, oh, yeah, I'll take care of your pet. What are living trusts and why are they so important? We'll take a look at that as well. Again, the number 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued cat is confused about the litter box. Maybe he never used one. Or that dog you took from the shelter is not housebroken. Maybe he doesn't get along with other dogs and some people. Or your dog just believes that if he sees it, he's got to hump it. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. 877-725-8255. Now, here's the question of the day. Now, it may sound a little crazy to some people out there, but listen to me. Is it okay to call yourself your pet's mommy or daddy? Is it okay to call yourself your pet's mommy or daddy, or maybe auntie or uncle or grandmama or grandpa? I mean this seriously. And if you listen to my, obviously you may have listened to my LA show, it's kind of interesting the way people responded. So is it okay to call yourself or your pet's mommy or daddy? I want to know. Give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. And as I said, plenty of time for your calls and lots of great stuff to give away on the show as well. Before we get into it, though, and before we get to the phones, we're having a little technical issue, but I'm sure we will work that out. I want to go over a couple of things with you in terms of specifically what I'm asking you. And it's kind of interesting. And a lot of people don't understand what it's all about. So here, let me share this story with you, okay? And then we'll get to our phones. Are you mommy and daddy to your pet? If you are, you're not alone. The family, I'm telling you, animals are part of the family, and if you're a pet guardian who refers to yourself as their mommy or daddy, tell me there are lots of you out there. Of those surveyed, 63% admitted to embracing these titles, a gesture that reflects the tight bond guardians feel with their dogs and cats. And here's kind of interesting. It kind of splits up. Listeners from the South are most likely, this kind of caught me off guard, but I've got a lot of listeners from the South out there, my Tennessee people. Listeners from the South are much more likely to be mommy or daddy to their dogs and cats. A huge 69% of participants from the southern regions of the U.S. identified themselves as mommy or daddy to their pets. Meanwhile, only 59% of respondents from the West, 60% from the Midwest, and 61% from the Northeast embraced those parental titles. So, I have always said that these are my kids, Molly and Willie. And, so that kind of brings up the question. You know, some people say, well, you know, those people that don't have children, that have dogs and cats, is it okay for them to consider those dogs and cats their kids? I say yes. What do you say? I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. Don't be embarrassed. I want to know if you believe that you are your dog's mommy or your dog's daddy. I want to hear from you guys, so give me a call on that as well. Also, and this is really, really interesting, we're going to talk about training fatigue. As you guys know, I've been training for God many, many years. I think my entire life. And I've trained in every country, every continent, every type of training you can imagine. And the bottom line is, I realized a while back that sometimes that happens is something called training fatigue. What is training fatigue all about? We're going to talk about training fatigue coming up in a little while. And a lot of trainers actually cause that behavioral problem as well. So we're going to take a look at that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And I tried to get to it last week, but I ran out of time. So we're going to try again this week is, why do dogs lick themselves? I get so many questions during the week on my YouTube, on my internet channel, all of it. Warren, my dog's licking constantly. He licks the paw. He licks this. He licks his butt. Why is my dog constantly licking? I got the answer to that coming up in a little bit. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, is it okay to call yourself, your dog or cat's mommy or daddy or auntie or uncle? I want to hear from you guys. Help me out here. People think I'm a little eccentric. Bail me out. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away as well. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I know what I should feed my dog? And I know you go to the supermarket, you see ads on TV, you go online, and you see dozens and dozens and dozens of different types of pet food. Some of them are pretty darn good, I have to admit that, but how do you know? How do you know? You know, a lot of these big pet food companies now are not big pet food companies anymore. Once the pet food industry reached billions of dollars, a lot of investors started their own little things, and it's an investment group that owns this one. Well, that's not Lucy Pet. Lucy Pet, their CEO is Joey Herrick. I've known Joey for many, many years. The guy is incredible when it comes to animals and the love he has for them. That's why when he started Lucy Pet Food, and I was there right from the beginning, I realized what a major, major breakthrough this is with that prebiotic balanced fiber. In fact, Lucy Pet Formula Life Pet Food, I've been feeding it to my dogs since I adopted them from a high-kill shelter almost 6 years ago. And it has that probiotic formula, and I'm telling you, Lucy Pet Food, it's manufactured in their own plant. They spent over $1 million. They have their own laboratory. And that's important to you if you love your dogs and cats. But here's a listener on what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, that's the type of response I hear from listeners and have heard from listeners for many years. Once they've tried giving their dogs or their cats Lucy Pet Food, they notice the difference in terms of their dog or cat's enjoyment of the food. But more importantly, they can just look at the dog and see that the dogs are so much healthier because of that prebiotic and probiotic bacteria. I want you to do this. I want you to go to their website. Easy enough to remember. LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go there, you can get the Lucy dog or cat food and the dry formula, the wet formula, kitty lickies, hip to be square, dog food rolls, lots of great stuff. So just go to LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go to the site and spend just $35, and you can mix it all up, spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fani Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
All they want to do is keep you poor and stupid. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some in the media are trying to tell you it's bad if your prices go down, causing a deflation spiral. If prices go down, are people really going to hold off on buying things? Doesn't everyone need groceries? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The most effective.
They're all top cats here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the phone lines here. Answer as many calls as I possibly can. But the question of the day, come on, guys, I want you to help me out. Is it okay to call yourself your dog or cat's mommy or daddy or grandma or papa? I want to hear from you. Help me out here. 877-725-8255. We got John, Barbara, Jane, and Jerry, but right now we're going to John in Connecticut. Hey, John, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. What's up, John?
Hey, now I know what an earthquake is like.
See, then there you go. I just left California. It's kind of freaky when, you know, I grew up in New York, and I never felt an earthquake till I moved to California. But it's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really was. My whole house was shaking. The windows were rattling. But that was it. It was about 5-7 seconds, and that was it.
I saw a bunch of T-shirts already saying that I survived the New York City earthquake. Boy, it doesn't take someone time to make some money, man.
No, it doesn't. Hey, my cat, Russian Blue, he had ear infection. And they gave me some drops at the vet. And when I put it in, I just can't seem to do it right. There's little hairs in there, and that he has, and it keeps the drops from getting in there. I can't push it down in his ear anymore because that would hurt him.
Here's what you need to do. First of all, if you can, try to tilt the cat's head sideways when you give him the drops. You put the drops in the ear, then you fold the ear down gently and massage. That'll push the medication down into the ear canal where it has to go.
Well, it doesn't even make it down there because the hairs are there. He's got some hairs in his ears. I guess, I don't know if all cats have that or what.
Yeah, but follow what I'm saying. If you put it in there, the amount the vet told you, when you fold down the ear and you massage it, the liquid can't go anywhere but down. It has to go down, but keep that head tilted to the side because once they start shaking their head, they're not going to get that medication.
He's hard to do that. I wish he'd give me a pill that I could give him. I think I could jam that down his throat or just throw it in.
Yeah, well, no, you're not going to. No. See, here's the problem. Here's the problem, okay?
Yeah.
We touch our cat's ears when we need to give them medication. What happened to all the years you had the cat and he didn't need medication? That's why it's so important. You hear me talk about touching your dog, touching your cat, getting them used to being touched all over, you know, the tail, the top of the butt, the ears, the mouth, the nose. This way, the cat won't be freaking out as much. So here's what I would do. I would practice maybe once or twice during the day of just rubbing his ears as if you put something in there, but don't put anything in there. Nothing goes in there at all. Then when you have to give it to him, as I said, hold the cat, the head off to the side, put the drops in there, fold the ear down. I know it's not easy. Just massage the ear for a few minutes. Chances are 90% that some of the medication is going to get down into that canal where it needs to go. I give my dogs medication all the time. They're not thrilled about it either, but I do the same thing. I put the drops in, fold the ear, massage the ear. But before I do that, I made sure I did some fake ear dropping so they got used to it, and it's not that big a deal for them anymore.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Hey, there's one thing I want to say to you.
Yeah,
I went outside today to my mailbox, and I saw a little bunny the size of a matchbox, and it must have froze because it's been cold here, or both, you know?
Yeah, it's nature, but it's horrible to see. You know, I'm spending a lot of my time in Arizona, and just the other day, I walked outside, and I saw a dead baby rabbit in my backyard that was obviously picked up by some type of bird of prey. And there's some big owls here in Arizona and was obviously dropped. But it breaks your heart, but that's nature the way it is. It's just the way it is. Anyway, follow my advice. Keep those ears in the shape you want to keep. And you know what? I'm going to put you on hold, John. I'm sending you some kitty lickies for your cat. This way, if you give him kitty lickies at the same time you put in the eardrops in, he'll probably come over to you and tilt his head and say, hey, go ahead, Pop, put him in as long as you give me a kitty licky at the end. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. You know, we all love our dogs. We're going to get to you, Barbara, Janie, Jerry, and Elise. We all love our dogs. We all adore our cats. But it's so important to understand that as they age, or sometimes they become ill or they become sick, that's why when they're healthy, you need to get your dogs and cats adjusted to touch. That's why I'm a big fan of a dog and cat massage, and not that you have to put Enya on in the background and and turn the lights down. But letting your dog or cat feel really comfortable about being touched, because as they get older, there might be medications or salves or other things. It also makes it easier for the vet to give the dog or cat an examination at the same time. So massage away, do it gently, can make all the difference in the world. And also remember, when you're going to put drops in your dog or cat's ears, tilt the ears, the head to the side, put the drop in, and massage it, and a good amount of it will go down. Hey, the phone number, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Barbara in Oxnard, California, Janie in Punta Gorda, Florida, Jerry also in Florida. You got Elise calling from one of my hangouts, beautiful Granada Hills, California. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Now, Guys, help me out here. Am I nuts? Have I lost it? Or is it okay to call yourself your dog or cat's mommy and daddy? I'm going to read an article a little bit later on today's show, and it might just say, Warren, you're not crazy. It's okay, especially for those people that live in the South. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Quick break, then right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Swimming a brook, he can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Diggity dog, diggity, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Yeah, there's a eclipse coming up on Monday. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I got a question on my L.A. show earlier today that, you know, when they toss something, they want their dog to fetch it and bring it back, but he doesn't. So I shared some info with him. Real simple. Here you go. During a game of fetch, have two of the same exact kind of items, the same exact fetch toys. When they bring the first toy back, ask your dog to drop it and reward them by throwing the second toy. There are so many benefits to training in, and it doesn't have to be a long formal session. Just have fun with it. Have two, in some cases, three of the same toy, so the dog learns when he drops it, he's getting another one right away. Problem is, so many people, what they do is they have the dog bring it back, they take it away, and they say, let's go in the house now. That's enough. 877-725-8255. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the Pet Show.
Wonderful to talk to you. I've talked to you over the years with many of my dogs, and today is my issue. I have a 7-year-old lab. She's a great dog. My husband and I have worked for a long time. We live near the beach to be able to finally go off leash with her safely and beautifully, and she loves it. She lives for it. She plays with other dogs. She romps in the water. She romps on the beach, whatever. And we have a little annoying thing that is going on. On the beach, there's a lot of debris, sticks. And, of course, being a lab, she runs to the stick, which is fine. I don't care. She picks it up in her mouth. I don't care. But she loves to chew on it and then eats off splinters of the piece of driftwood or whatever stick she has. Okay, she seems to be able to do okay with that, but 100% of the time between 24 and 48 hours later, she comes into our home, and she upchucks the whole thing, usually on her couch, on her rug, whatever. And when we walk her and she does start to eat the stick, we always say, leave it, drop it, leave it, drop it. But when she's off leash, there's a million sticks on the beach. So it becomes... We just can't get her to abide.
Barbara, you gotta leave. You gotta leave the beach and move to the desert, Barbara.
Oh, no! She won't let me.
Here's the bottom line, okay? It's a Labrador retriever. So they love to pick up things. I remember working in New York City with a lab many years ago, and the dog, you know, New York City is a whole different ballgame for dog trainers, because within a half a block, you got people carrying Chinese food, pizzas, cabbies blowing their horn. It's a whole crazy thing. So this dog would like to pick up a lot of different things when we took him out there, and stuff that wasn't particularly great. If you ever seen the streets in New York City, it's a lot of dangers out there. You would never know I was from New York, but I was. Anyway, the bottom line is this. What I did to that dog is I found one item that this dog absolutely could not live without. And the only time he got that item is when we took him for a walk. And he carried that in his mouth so proud. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is find a couple of items. I don't care if they're tennis balls. I don't care what they are. Stick, whatever.
Yeah.
Find a couple of items. Bring them home. Let the dog realize that they are home with him. Then when you go to the beach, instead of throwing, letting him grab these sticks, start playing fetch with him. And if it's one of the sticks that he only gets at the beach, he's going to be a lot more apt to hold on to that, because it's very special in terms of meaning to him versus the other items there. So that's the best way to approach it. If you're asking me, is it 100% cured? No, you can't stop a dog from picking a lot of things up on the beach. But what you can do is you can make sure that you have plenty of items with you to distract him from what he's looking at and have his focus on you and carrying things that you're giving him versus things he's finding on the street. Now, the term drop it's really, really important, okay? It's something I recommend that everyone teach their dog. But you can't just tell a dog to drop something without replacing it. Otherwise, it's like taking a cookie away from a kid. So, again, that favorite item that he only gets when you go for a walk, there's a good possibility that he will carry that item through the entire walk. There's a real good possibility if you give him a lot of praise.
She lives for your hugs and kisses. Would it work for that, or only another item?
Another item. I'd love to say hugs and kisses, but another item at this point I think would be a better approach. And I understand, you know, dogs, you know, they run along the beach, and there's a lot of things that they can ingest. Listen.
I just left
Santa Monica, and a stick would be the best thing the dog can grab on the beach in Santa Monica, okay?
That
would be the safest thing the dog could pick up on. So anyway, rotate. It's kind of like what I was talking about earlier with fetching. If you're going to teach a dog to fetch, always have two or three of the same items.
Okay. By the way, when we were working with our dog and training for years, and she really wouldn't come all the time, my husband and I would always work if we said, go find mommy, and she would run to me, or I'd say, go find daddy. So that just continued. We still do that all the time, and it's the cutest thing. Wherever we are, and I say, go find daddy, she runs to him. So, yes, we do use mom and dad all the time.
Well, I heard about you people in Oxnard. I know what you're all about. Don't worry about it. I've been there a few times. I love one of my favorite Oxnard. In terms of Southern California, if I have to do it again, Oxnard is one of my favorite places.
And she lives for your hugs and kisses. We also can get her for everything. We just say hugs and kisses, and she comes running.
So mommy, daddy, hugs and kisses. Those are our key words. Anyway, I can't send you hugs and kisses today, Alfred. I'm going to put you on hold, and what I'm going to send you instead is I am going to send you a T-shirt that says, none of my friends walk upright, and I better see you wearing it on the beaches of Oxnard. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. You know, it's sad, but it's kind of true. I grew up on Long Island, a small town on Long Island called Oceanside, and I spent my entire childhood on the beach, and I trained many, many dogs on the beach as I got older. And back then, it was, you know, the beaches were kind of clean, so they pick up a stick, maybe they pick up a little seaweed, or maybe they pick up a little this or a little that. But I got to tell you, recently, and I hear this from listeners, especially in my California show, they take their dog for a walk on the beach, and this is critical. The dog gets sick because it was eating some cannabis that was left on the sand, or a hypodermic needle that's left on the sand. I don't care what you do. I'm not preaching to you, but listen, clean up after yourselves. That's really important. But in terms of Oxnard, a great beach, a clean beach, bring a couple of items, and you'll be absolutely fine. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we got Janie in Florida, Jerry, we got Elise in California, we got Arlene, and one of my favorite little places, Lake Ozark. Boy, let's not let out Lake Ozark. Let's keep it the way it is, okay, Arlene? Let's not tell everyone about Lake Ozark. We'll get to all your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. Hey, listen, if you are allowed to live with your cat, I mean, that seriously. If your cats let you live with them, I want you to hear me out. Cats are in charge. Do I have to tell you that? You know, cats run the house. They tell you when they want to sleep, when they want to eat, when they want to play. They even tell you what they want to watch on TV. You know they do. And you know what your cats are asking for? They're asking for kitty lickies. Kitty lickies, manufactured by my good friends over at Lucy Pet Products, are actually scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats, and also food toppers. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch as a treat. You can squeeze it over their dry food. Or if you have one of those finicky felines, you know who I'm talking about. I'm telling you, kitty lickies can make all the difference in the world. Kitty lickies, lickable moose cat treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. I want you to actually hear from someone who's given their cat kitty lickies, and here's the response they had.
Also, I want to tell you that kitty lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The kitty lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
And thank the people over at Lucy Pet Products. They're the ones who came up with Kitty Lickies, an amazing product. I want you to go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. You can get Kitty Lickies there. You can get the Lucy Dry or Wet Food for your dog or cat. You can get the Hip to Be Square Treats for your dog, the dog food rolls, lots of great stuff. Go to LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35 while you're there, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
A horse is a horse. Let's get back to the phones and go to what? Janie in Florida. Hey, Janie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Warren. You are my number one for honesty and good advice. Thank you. My precious is, of course, my precious cat, and I need some good, safe cat psychology, I guess, to approach her because of my fear, because she's left claw marks all over my arms, and primarily approach to kind of expose the nail bed. Do I lay her down or hold her?
Well, no. When you say she can get aggressive with you, is it only when you go to clip her nails? Is that the only time?
That's the only time.
Okay, there's a couple of things you need to do. First of all, what I really recommend that you do is put some flavor on your fingers that the cat really likes. And then just kind of rub them on her paws a little bit so she associates your paws with something very, very positive. Just do it for a couple of seconds and walk away. What I'd also like you to do is take the nail clipper out, but don't clip the cat's nails. Maybe just place it down alongside of a food dish so she sees it in a positive way, then put it away for that day. After you've done this for a couple of weeks and the cat seems to be okay with you touching the paws, then I recommend what I call fake nail clipping. You take the nail clipper, you make believe you're cutting the cat's nails, but you're not cutting any nails, so she's not feeling anything, gets her used to your hand being there, gets her used to the concept of the clipper and what it sounds like. Then down the road a little bit, you can clip one nail at a time and that's enough. Is your cat ever going to say, hey, Mom, I need a pedicure? No. No cat or dog loves to have their nails clipped. But the bottom line is, if they realize it's not that horrible, not that painful, and it's something very positive, they get to taste something different, it will make all the difference in the world. But I got to tell you, it's not the easiest task in the world to get a cat to enjoy or even let you sometimes having their nail clipped. That's why it's so critical to start young. But in my book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and even in my dog book, I talk about the concept of getting the pet assimilated to having their nails clipped, because it's so important. You know, without clipping their nails, they can get arthritis, they can get impacted, a lot of things. The other thing that's critical, too, is do you have scratching posts?
Have what?
Scratching posts.
Yes, I do.
Okay, what I want you to do is go to the local carpet store. Ask if they have any little remnants that they throw out. Take those remnants, glue them on the stand, but glue the front in and leave the nappy side or the scratchy side out. By leaving that out and putting a little catnip on it, when the cat goes to scratch, he's not scratching on carpeting now. He's scratching on something that will help keep his nails trimmed at the same time. So you want to get remnant carpeting. Put that. You can even lay it on the floor. Just put the back up and the bottom down so the back side with that nappy side is out there. It'll make all the difference in keeping the nails trimmed. In fact, some people don't even have to clip their cat's nails. The cats enjoy doing that so much.
Dr. Warren, you're awesome. That is the best advice. Oh, my Lord, you're wonderful.
Listen, I love you people. I got to move to Punta Gorda, Florida. Anyway, Janie, I got to move on, but don't go anywhere. Janie, let's put Janie on hold. Let's send Janie a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and you can read that whole chapter in there. Again, take it easy. No cat's ever going to say, Mommy, cut my nails, but at least you can get to the point where it can be done, and I really appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, Jerry, you will be up next, followed by Elise, followed by Arlene, followed by Jenny, who has five golden retrievers. Which one's been peeing in her house? She doesn't know. What can I do? We'll find out. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. Listen. My Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, okay, will help prevent excessive scratching and licking. So if that scratching and licking is making you crazy, Hugs and Kisses is exactly what you need. The Hugs and Kisses supplement is so rich in antioxidants that it can actually rebuild the total health of your pet. I personally developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets over 30 years ago and improved it a few years back. So now Hugs and Kisses is enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics and probiotics, the new 4-in-1, to improve gut health. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent shedding, dry skin, and bare spots with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. I want you to check out my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. They're available at Walmart.com. Check out Amazon.com. They may be out of it. They sell a lot of it there. Walmart.com, Amazon.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-4847, or just log on to my website, thepetshow.com. And just a reminder, this is the first and only time in Pet Show history that we're throwing a BOGO sale only on Nature Vet products. Buy one Nature Vet wellness product, get the second free. These are top quality pet supplements and wellness products. So just go to my website, only available on my website, thepetshow.com. Whether it's joint support, allergy care, or a calming aid, Nature Vet has a product for you. Go to thepetshow.com at checkout with BOGO, B-O-G-O. Buy one, get one free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April 9th is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local NAPA Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
All right.
And we are back on the Pet Show All Morning. Listen, we're going to have to break for the top of the hour in just a minute or so, and I don't want to rush anybody. So I'm going to leave you guys up here. This will be my order when we come back from the break. Jerry, Elise, Arlene, and Jenny, I got some great gifts for you guys. You'll be my callers when we come back. Let me just share this with you. You know, the question of the day was, is it okay to call yourself your pet's mommy or daddy? I want you to listen to me carefully. Animals often become part of the family, and if you're a pet guardian who refers to yourself as their mommy or daddy, it turns out, guys, you are not alone. Of those surveyed, 63% admitted to embracing these titles, a gesture that reflects the tight bond guardians feel towards their pets. Respondents from the South, this kind of interests me. Pet guardians from the South most likely to be mommy or daddy to their pets. 69% of pet guardians from the South say they respond as mommy or daddy. Only 59% from the West, 60% from the Midwest, and 61% from the Northeast. So, you know, you think of the South as being more rural, but it turns out that people in the South are more apt to call themselves mommy or daddy to their pets than any other part of the country. I just love that. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. Then we're going to get to all of your phone calls after this. Still got lots of great stuff to give away. And the question of the day is still, is it okay to call yourself your dog or cat's mommy or daddy? I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.